إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah wa kulla bid'atin dalalah wa kulla dalalatin finnar. Verily, every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. Ibadallah, the religion of Islam, it started as something which was very strange to the people. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent, the people were in a state of jahiliyyah, in a state of ignorance, wad-dalala, and misguidance. They did not know the good from the evil, the truth from falsehood, and they did not distinguish between guidance and misguidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed mankind, He blessed humanity by sending to them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bashiran wa nadhira, He gave the glad tidings of Jannah to those who followed Him, and He warned of the punishment to those who disobeyed Him. He came to guide the people to the straight path and to guide the people away from ignorance. Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah has blessed the believers. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا, when He sent to them a messenger. مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ, from amongst themselves. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, He came and He recited and conveyed the verses of Allah upon them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and He purifies them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and He teaches them the book and wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, and before this they were in much clear misguidance. However, when Islam first came to the people opposed it, and they hated it in their hearts. And this is the meaning of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bada al islamu ghariba, that Islam, it began as something which is gharib, i.e. strange to the people. Only a very small amount of people accepted it. The majority of the people, they opposed it and they hated it. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَا تَرَكَ خَيْرًا إِلَّا دَلَّ الْأُمَّةَ عَلَيْهِ, He never left any type of goodness except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam guided his ummah to it. وَلَا شَرًّا إِلَّا حَذَّرَنَا مِنْ, and there is no evil, there is no harm except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned against it. So the religion of Islam, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam conveyed to us, it is perfect and complete. There is no deficiency in it and there is no falsehood in it. Allah said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum On this day I have perfected for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And completed my blessing upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And I am pleased with Islam as being your religion. Ibn Kathir rahimullah, he said, in the tafsir of this ayah, he said, هَذِهِ أَكْبَرُ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ That this is the greatest blessing which Allah has upon this ummah. حَيْثُ أَكْمَلَ تَعَالَى لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has completed and perfected their religion for them. فَلَا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى دِينٍ غَيْرِهِ So the people are not in need of any religion except the religion of Islam. وَلَا إِلَى نَبِيٍّ غَيْرِ نَبِيِّهِمْ And the people are not in need of any prophet other than their prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِهَذَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى خَاتِمَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ And for this reason Allah, He made the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the seal of the prophets, meaning the final prophet. وَبَعَثَهُ إِلَى الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ And Allah sent him to mankind and to jinn. فَلَا حَلَالَ إِلَّا مَا أَحَلَّهُ So there is no halal except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made halal. وَلَا حَرَامٌ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَهُ And there is nothing haram except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made haram. وَلَا دِينٌ إِلَّا مَا شَرَعَ And there is no religion, there is no act of worship except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has legislated. So we are an ummah, we are a people whom Allah has honored through Islam, and He has guided us to showing obedience to the best of mankind, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. So He guided us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best religion, and He showed us the straight path which takes us to the Jannah of Allah jalla fil ula. And you should know, O Muslims, that izzah, honor, it is in holding firm to al-Islam and practicing al-Islam. Allah said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ For Allah is the honor, for His messenger and the believers. And He said, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةُ Whoever wants izzah, whoever wants honor, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا Then all of honor, all of it is for Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ Say, O Allah, the owner of all of the kingdom, تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ You give authority to whoever you want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ And you take away authority from whoever you want. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ And you give honor to whoever you want. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ And you humiliate and dishonor whoever you want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ Because in your hand is all of goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ You have complete ability over everything. So this izzah, this honor, it is for Allah alone. And He gives it to those people who are firm upon His religion. So if this is the affair, and our religion is the best of the religions, and our culture is the greatest culture, then what is wrong with people? What is wrong with some of the Muslims? That they seek honor through other than Islam. So they imitate the disbelievers. They follow the kuffar in their beliefs. They follow the kuffar in their mannerisms. They imitate the kuffar in their celebrations and their festivals. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they forbade us from imitating the enemies of al-Islam, from the mushrikun, Yahud and the An-Nasara. So we are not allowed to imitate the kuffar in anything which is specific and exclusive to them. Anything which is part of their culture and exclusive to their culture, then it is not allowed for Muslim to imitate it. So the Muslim has to distinguish himself from the kuffar. We're not allowed to imitate the kuffar in our appearances, or in our clothing, or in our Eids, our celebrations and festivals and gatherings, if it is specific and exclusive to them. And this prohibition of imitating the kuffar is found in many ayat and many ahadith. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not be like those people who forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. So Allah caused them to forget themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the disobedient ones. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates a people, then he will be from amongst them. Meaning, whoever imitates a people in this dunya, in something which is exclusive to them, then Allah will resurrect them with them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِغَيْرِنَا. That whoever imitates other than us, i.e. other than the Muslims, then he is not from us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَتَتْبَعَنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Verily you will follow the ways of those who came before you, shibran bi shibr, handful, hand by hand. حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوا. Even if they were to enter the hole of a lizard, then you will follow them and imitate them and enter into this hole. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, al-Yahud wal-Nasara. They said, O Messenger of Allah, are you referring to the Jews and the Christians? The Prophet said, Faman, who other than them? Who other than them will you imitate and follow? Ayyuhal Muslimun. Imitating the kuffar, it leads to loving and having affection for the kuffar and the kufr which they have with them. And also loving and having affection for kufr and kuffar, it leads to imitating them and following them. So whoever imitates the kuffar in something which is exclusive to them on the outside, this will lead to loving them on the inside. And this is something which is very severe. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. That a person will be with those who he loves. Meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So if you love a certain group of people in this dunya, and therefore you imitate them, then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect you amongst them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you read his seerah, and if you contemplate the rulings of Islam, you'll find many things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did and legislated, so we are different than them. We are different from them. And that we don't imitate them. So for example, the Al-Yahud wal-Nasara, they used to take the graves of their prophets to be places of worship. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade us from doing this, so we don't be similar to them. He said, La'an Allah al-Yahud wal-Nasara. The curse of Allah is upon al-Yahud wal-Nasara. Why? اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. Because they used to take the graves of their messengers to be places of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade us from praying nawafil in three times in the day. When the sun is rising and the sun is at its zenith, its highest peak, and during sunrise, we are not allowed to pray even our own salah, even our own nafil, we are not allowed to pray. Why? Because at that time, the worshippers of the sun, they used to prostrate in front of the sun. So in order for us to distinguish ourselves from the kuffar and to not imitate the kuffar in anything, we are not allowed to offer even our own salah and our own nafl in those times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even when it came to the adhan, when the salah was established, he asked the companions about how we can inform the people of the adhan. So some of them said, raise a flag so the people can see this flag, because some of the people do this. Others said, light a fire so that the people will see the smoke and they will know it is time for salah, because there was a group of people who used to do this. Other companions, they said, blow a horn or a trumpet. And at that time, this is what some of the Yahud used to do. Some of them said, ring a bell. And this is what al-Nasara, the Christians, do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade all of this. And he chose the best instrument, i.e. the voice of a human being. Why? To oppose the kuffar, to be different to them, to be distinguished from them, for Islam to be distinct from them, and so there is no imitation between us and them. Even how we pray. Al-Yahud wal-Nasara, whenever they used to offer their prayer, they used to take off their shoes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered us to pray in our shoes. So for this reason, if you are outside somewhere, in a park, in a courtyard, on a pavement, and you need to pray, you pray with your shoes on. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, صَلُّوا بِنَعَالِكُمْ خَالِفُ الْيَهُودِ. Pray with your shoes on. Be different to the Yahud. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُصَلُّونَ بِنَعَالِهِمْ. Because they do not pray with their shoes on. Even when it came to normal etiquettes, adat, the companions, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting down. So they all stood up out of veneration and respect for him. He forbade them from doing so. He said, هَذَا فِعْلُ فَارِسْ وَالرُّومْ. He said, this is the practice of the Persians and the Romans. يَقُومُونَ عَلَى مُلُوكِهِمْ وَمْقُعُودْ. They stand up when their kings are sitting down. فَلَا تَفْعَلُوا. So do not do so. Are you to be different from Al-Yahud wal-Nasara? Even in our appearances, Al-Yahud wal-Nasara and the Mushrikun, they used to shave their beards. And they used to allow their mustache to grow. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, جَزُّوا الشَّوَارِبْ. Trim your mustache. وَأَرِخُوا الْلِحَى. And allow your beards to grow. Why? خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Be different from the people of shirk. Even when it comes to the dyeing of the beard, when the hairs become white and grey, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى لَا يَصْبِغُونَ. That the Jews and the Christians, they don't dye their beards. فَخَالِفُوهُمْ. So be different to them. So dye your beards. He said, غَيِّرُ الشَّيْبِ وَلَا تَشَبَّهُ الْيَهُودِ. He said, change the color of your grey hairs, i.e. by dyeing it, be different from the Yahud. Even when it comes to how to give greetings, Al-Yahud, when they used to give the greetings, they used to raise their hand like this. They didn't used to say anything. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade the Muslims from doing this. He said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِغَيْرِنَا. Whoever imitates other than us, then he is not from us. لَا تَشَبَّهُ بِالْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. Do not imitate Al-Yahud wal-Nasara. فَإِنَّ تَسْلِيمُ الْيَهُودِ الْإِشَارَ بِالْكَفْ. The greetings of the Yahud, it is the raising of the hand. And therefore, it is a mistake that many of us fall into. That if we are passing by a person and he's across the road, or if we are in a car and he's walking, we will raise our hands. And this is تَشَبَّهُ بِالْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. And the ulama mentioned, is that which you should do, is you raise your hand and you say, أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Even if it's only to yourself. Even if that person cannot hear it. Why? To be different from Al-Yahud wal-Nasara. So all of these rulings and many more rulings, they show us what? That there is a principle in our religion that we have to be distinguished from Al-Yahud wal-Nasara wal-Mushrikun. And we are not allowed to imitate them in anything which is specific to them. And this prohibition of imitating Al-Yahud wal-Nasara is even more severe when it comes to festivals, gatherings, and their celebrations. So celebrating birthdays is from the culture of Al-Kuffar, not from our culture. And marriage anniversaries, death anniversaries, Valentine's Day, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, all of this is from the practices of Al-Yahud wal-Nasara wal-Kuffar wal-Mushrikun, exclusive to them. And therefore it is not allowed for a person to celebrate it in any way. Mentioning it, remembering it, giving greetings, giving cards, Father's Day, Mother's Day, all of this. Whoever celebrates any of this enters into the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates a people, then he'll be from amongst them. I.e. on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he'll be resurrected amongst them. These a'yad, these celebrations, these festivals of Muslims are two types. Something which does not have a religious basis, and therefore it is haram for a Muslim to do. And something which has a religious basis, and therefore it is kufr, disbelief for a person, for a Muslim, to partake in it. So birthdays, and Mother's Day, and Father's Day, and anniversaries, death anniversaries, khatam, and all of these things, it is haram for a person to do. Why is it that we have to celebrate one day for our mother, specify one day for our father? Why is it that a person has to follow the kuffar in celebrating a single day, which is the birthday of his son? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he wanted to show happiness for a blessing of Allah, he used to fast on that day. And he would give in sadaqah and do righteous actions. But he never did it on a birthday or an anniversary. So it is allowed for a Muslim in any day of the year to give a gift, to give a card, to bake a cake, to exchange gifts and pleasantries on any day of the year. But when you link it to a birthday, or a day before, or a day after, then it becomes haram. And as for that which has a religious basis, then it is al-kufr. So it is not allowed for us to take part in anything with regards to Christmas. This is the day in which they claim their God was born, i.e. Isa alayhi salam. Before them, the pagans used to celebrate this day. And Easter, they claim that this is the day their God was resurrected after being crucified, i.e. Isa alayhi salam. Before them, the pagans used to celebrate the goddess of fertility. And that's why the symbol is an egg and a rabbit, symbols of paganism, kufr and shirk. And even Valentine's Day, which passed by a couple of days ago. This is a Christian festival. They celebrate the Catholic saint, Saint Valentine, in the 3rd century of Christianity. And he was a patron of love. So they give these gifts. So anybody who partakes in any of this, then it is kufr. So Muslims, we should not belittle ourselves. We should not humiliate ourselves. We should not disgrace ourselves in front of Allah by celebrating these days. Birthdays, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Easter. Well, the one who does this, it shows a weakness of iman, a lack of taqwa, a love of the kuffar, a lack of fear of the akhirah. And Allah said in the Quran, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Be firm in that which has been revealed to you. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You are upon the straight path. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ. And this is a reminder for you. وَلِقَوْمِكَ. And your people. وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. And you will be questioned. You will be questioned how firm you should hold on to Islam. And you will be questioned about how deviated you came from Islam. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أتم لنا ديننا الإسلام وأعزنا بالإيمان ومن علينا ببعثة خير الأنام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أيها المسلمون, this religion of Islam, which Allah has honored us with, it forbids upon us imitating the disbelievers in anything which is exclusive and specific to them. However, this does not mean that we do not fulfill the rights of the non-Muslims, or that we are treacherous against the non-Muslims, or we cheat them, we are dishonest with them. Rather, Islam, it orders us with ihsan, with goodness to all of creation. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And discuss with them, debate with them in a way which is better. And therefore, trading with the non-Muslims, it does not mean it is haram. Or importing their goods, learning from their sciences, sharing experiences, cooperating with each other in that which is mutually beneficial to both communities. This is something which is permitted in Al-Islam. But that which is not allowed is to import their culture to us and import their lowly characteristics and customs to the Muslims. And the responsibility is upon the fathers and the mothers. The fathers and the mothers, they have a responsibility upon them. How is it that an intelligent Muslim father and an intelligent Muslim mother, they allow their sons to take part in Christmas plays at school, or sing the hymns, or they celebrate birthdays, or they accept Father's Day and Mother's Day and Valentine's Day? The intelligent person never exchanges something which is good and high for something which is cheap and low. If I said to you, give me your £1,000 for my £100, you would say this is foolishness. If I said to you, exchange your big house for my small house in a poor area, you would say this is foolishness. Your car for a less worth car. Your business which is successful to a business which is bankrupt, you would not exchange it. So why is it that we exchange the religion of Allah, which is high and most perfect, with the religion of the kuffar? And this is what a person does. And Allah said in the Quran, reminding us, He said, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Do you exchange that which is low for something which is high? meaning you have with you something which is precious, and you exchange it for something which is not precious. And this is what Musa alayhi salam said to Bani Israel. He said to the Israelites, when Allah gave them and He blessed them and He blessed them, and yet they asked for something else. Musa alayhi salam said to them, قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. Do you exchange something lowly for something which is high? He said, إِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. Be exiled from Misr, you will be given that which you wanted. And then Allah said, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ وَالْمَسْكَنَةِ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And then they were afflicted by dhilla, or they were afflicted by humiliation, lowliness. They were disgraced. وَالْمَسْكَنَةِ and poverty. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they lived in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Because they used to reject the ayat of Allah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they used to fight against the messengers and kill them without any right. He said, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا. This was because they were disobedient. They were disobedient. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And they transgressed and exceeded the limits of the message of Musa alayhi salam. Ibadallah, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم ذل الكفر والكافرين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت إنك غفور رحيم أقم الصلاة